Report with Crystal Odison.
The Africa Report is brought to you by SAA, celebrating 90 years, connecting dreams, bridging continents and soaring higher. Crystal Odison, a very good morning to you. So you've got bad news for us, do you? We'll all be paying a little bit more for chocolate because West African cocoa farmers say they're struggling to cope with high prices and climate change, and that cost is going to be passed on to the consumer, no doubt.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, so you better stock up if chocolate is one of your favorite things. So 80% of the world's cocoa comes from four African countries. That is Ghana, Ivory Coast, Cameroon. And then 60% of that actually comes from Ghana and Ivory Coast. And now chocolate ingredient plants are simply standing idle because of the cost. They cannot afford cocoa beans. So this means chocolate prices are likely to increase drastically. So what's at play here, Bongani? One, of course, climate change. I mean, if it's not raining, it is the heat, and that has impacted on the harvest. But then secondly, high fertilizer prices. We know the conflict in Ukraine has meant that pesticides and fertilizer prices have simply rocketed. And then sadly also a bean disease that have, you know, also played a role. And so the past 3 years, the harvest have been terrible, and now another bad harvest is expected. So the reality is, Bongani, chocolate makers can't produce chocolate using raw cocoa. They have to rely on processes to turn the beans and into butter and, you know, the whole production process. But now these processes can't afford the beans. And we see that state-controlled entities, both in Ghana and the Ivory Coast, they actually stopped buying beans because of the high prices. And so, look, historically, Ivory Coast and Ghana have tried to protect local cocoa plants. They've been issuing cheaper loans, but unfortunately, due to their own economic challenges, this has not been happening. So that has been limiting volumes. So this has then had a knock-on effect on the global kind of commodities, and international cocoa organizations expect that, you know, there's going to be a big deficit. And the last time this was seen, Bongani, was in the 1960s.
Goodness me. I mean, our next story, we move on from these things, don't we? I mean, who can remember even Michelle Obama wearing that T-shirt, "Bring Back Our Girls"? And that kind of thing has continued in northern Nigeria. Various armed groups kidnapping people, including school children. It's still alarming.
It is still alarming, Bongani, and we've seen just this past month, last week, 300 students and teachers kidnapped. Also now this week, gunmen kidnapped at least 87 people. This has all been happening in the north of Nigeria, in Kaduna State. It's become a regular occurrence, not only with the kidnappings, but we've also seen an increase in violence and displacement. So yes, you're right. Who can't? We all remember when Michelle Obama became that voice for the Chibok girls. Those girls were released, but the kidnappings have simply not stopped. At that time, we had Boko Haram actively kidnapping, but now other armed groups have been using the same kind of tactics, and we also see criminal gangs emerging. And then, of course, pressure is mounting on President Bola Tinubu to deal with the kidnappings. So he's sent in the army. The police have said, look, you know, they have increased, looking for the girls, but that has obviously not helped parents. In fact, Amnesty International said there has been an increase in kidnappings, and it's simply spiraling out of control. And they are concerned that the government doesn't quite know what is happening, and they're not able to deal with the Islamic insurgents. And they've called on the government to protect these students. So Nigeria's risk consultancy, a group in Nigeria, they said that there's been close to 5,000 abductions since Tinubu took office last year, which is quite an alarming rate. And so now what we see is that these criminal gangs are demanding money from these poor families. And what you find is that these families are selling their farmlands. They are getting further into poverty. They trying to make loans to have enough money to actually try and pay ransom, which is what's happening. So sadly, in Nigeria, if it's not the economy, These kidnappings, Bongani, is simply getting out of control, and there is a sense from people that the government doesn't have a grip on being able to deal with this issue.
Gosh, how much would you pay to have your child back? Ask any parent everything. Crystal Alderson, we'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.